Good evening from the Mint Plain, right here at the center of Brussels. I'm leaning on, not exactly a lamppost I'm leaning on. It's one of the Doric columns of the Brussels Opera House, if my knowledge of architecture serves me correctly, with its scrolled capital. A neoclassical building, actually. It was built, or rather this particular opera house replaces one that was burnt down a little earlier in time. But this is where, would you believe it, where it, as we've told you so often in our programs, that's in Brussels calling night after night. That's what we're doing this year, as I say, celebrating our 150th anniversary of Belgian independence. Well, this is where it all happened 150 years ago, on the 25th of August, to be exact, during a performance of the Muet de Portici. That's the Dumb Girl of Portici. It's an opera that was set in, an opera with a sort of revolutionary flavor that was set in Naples and Portici. And it was during a performance of that opera, right here in this very opera house. That's where I'm talking, standing now, and talking to you from. Yes, indeed, talking to you from. That's me, yours truly, David Monson. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm going to be here in exactly the same place tomorrow night, introducing the program live, direct from the opera here in Brussels as well. But nevertheless, let's get back to that opera for a moment. I was telling you that it was during a performance of opera by the Frenchman Aubert, Le Muet de Portici, as they say in Dutch, the Stommer van Portici, the Dumb Girl of Portici. It was during that opera, performance of that opera on the 25th of August, 1830, and particularly, yes, it happened during the singing of a duet for tenor and baritone, Amor Sacré de la Patrie, that the audience rose as one man, practically, and stormed into this very plain, the one laid out before me this evening, the Mint Plain. And of course, a revolution, a very short revolution of a sort, began here in Belgium and led to Belgian independence in 1830. Very soon, the old flag of Brabant was raised above the town hall of Brussels, which is not, I can't see it from here, but it's not, well, I should imagine it's within, about 3 or 4 minutes walking distance from where I am talking to you now. That's the Gothic Town Hall, a magnificent building, a spire, Gothic needlework almost, or lacework rather, that's how I like to describe it, Gothic lacework piercing the sky. Well, there's quite a lot of sky to pierce this evening, or rather quite a lot of clouds to pierce. I only hope that is not going to break out, or downpour is not going to break out, not before we've ended the program this evening anyhow. This is spire of the Town Hall of Brabant, with at the top surmounted by the patron saint of Brussels, St. Michael and the Dragon. And you might know, of course, another famous building in Brussels, another great architectural work, the Cathedral of St. Michael, also takes its name, of course, after the patron saint of Brussels, St. Michael. Used to be the collegial church of St. Michael and Good Jeweler, but that all changed when the status of this collegial church was raised to that of cathedral way back in 1961, the year in which our royal couple, King Boudewijn and Queen Fabiola, were married. So, other famous buildings, of course, on the Grote Markt, or what they call it now in French, the Grand Place, the Big Square. It doesn't sound quite as descriptive now, does it, in English? Let me just tell you that also, this evening in the program, I'll be taking you inside the Opera House, or rather, just before coming onto the program this evening, I was up in the Gods, I think they call it, yes, looking down on a rehearsal of Menotti's new opera, which is going to be performed here next week. That's the Yeros, and we'll be talking perhaps to Maestro Menotti.